It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Last week, a federal judge in Fort Worth issued a judgment saying the Affordable Care Act was invalid. It was a sweeping decision that could present a serious danger to the health care law. Soon after the ruling, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott told the Dallas Morning News he would work with the Trump administration to create a health care plan in Texas to replace Obamacare if the ruling is upheld. And here to talk to me about this is KUT's Ashley Lopez. Hello, Ashley.
Good morning.
Ashley, so first of all, let's review quickly. What did that federal judge's ruling actually mean?
This was a summary judgment. What he ruled doesn't really have real-world effects right now. So, you know, for someone who has an Obamacare plan that still stands, it's still useful, nothing is changing. So it's really just a ruling without an order. So it doesn't really change anything for now. This is all kind of hypothetical for the time being.
So Governor Abbott said that he would help create a health care plan in Texas to replace Obamacare if their ruling happens to be upheld. Is it possible for Texas to replace Obamacare?
Texas could come up with its own plan any day. They could have done this before Obamacare. They can do this now. States have used Obamacare funds to create their own healthcare marketplace. I mean, this is all possible, was possible before, is possible in the future. I talked to Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities about this, and she said the bigger question is not whether this is even possible.
The much harder thing isn't the technical, can it be done? It's the political will. Would it be done? Is there leadership in the state that prioritizes health care? And I haven't seen it to date.
What's important here is that Texas has for a long time had a really high rate and a really high number of people without insurance. Right now, we are leading the nation in both. So healthcare advocates have been saying for a long time that Texas should do its own thing to increase healthcare coverage because this is a serious problem. And it hasn't happened yet. And there are some really big reasons as to why.
Well, Ashley, why then hasn't it happened yet?
Like Stacey Pogue mentioned, political will. There just hasn't been, you know, a momentum in the legislature to make stuff like that happen. And it takes a lot of money, and money requires political will. Like, to the two go hand in hand. So that's why we haven't gotten there yet.
So let's drill down now on some of the specific things that Governor Abbott said he would include in a new plan. So first, expanding insurance coverage to more people. How easy would it be for Texas to do that on its own?
Like I mentioned, it's very expensive. The bigger question here is, you know, like what mechanism you would use to expand coverage. There are more expensive ways to do it and cheaper ways to do it, but it's all a lot of money. And Stacey Pogue says there's another factor here that you have to consider.
It is much harder to make sure coverage is affordable at every income level, right? That takes funding. And the ACA had lots of funding to states to make coverage affordable for low-income citizens.
And so Pogue says in order to replicate what the Affordable Care Act had in place is really complicated. There are a lot of moving parts. And again, it would take a lot of money. This is going to be a reoccurring theme. It's just very expensive to make sure that people have access to affordable health care coverage.
Well, Ashley, one of the most popular provisions of the Affordable Care Act was coverage for pre-existing conditions. Does Governor Abbott's proposed plan have anything about pre-existing conditions in it?
Yeah, it does. And he says that he wants to ensure that people who have pre-existing conditions have access to health care. Again, the bigger question is it affordable coverage? In the past, before the Affordable Care Act, the big issue is that people with pre-existing conditions would be priced out of a plan. It'd be too expensive for them, which makes it not very useful. You know, that's the whole point of health insurance. And that is not clear whether or not the state has a plan to subsidize those health insurance plans, because, again, that's really expensive.
All right. So, Ashley, how would Governor Abbott pay for all of this? What did he say in his plan about payment?
He said he'd work with the Trump administration to get waivers. Like, basically, you know, it's cutting a deal with the federal government to get a pot of money to pay for things. The problem is, and this is something that Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities pointed out, is that some of those waivers that he mentioned are part of the ACA.
And the funding that would go into the waivers and the Affordable Care Act. So the idea that we'd have tools at our disposal to replace the Affordable Care Act if it went away is not very practical.
This is the very early stages of his plan. Like, obviously, this is stuff that would have to be worked out, and who knows what the Trump administration will come up with, but there's not a lot of clarity of how that would all work.
So, Ashley, you say early stages of Governor Abbott's plan. So what is the timetable for all of this? The federal judge in Texas made a ruling. Is the governor waiting for an appeal? What are we talking about as far as the timing of all of this?
That's a good question. He hasn't made it very clear. And as you know, there are a lot of complicating factors here. One, you never know when a federal judge is going to rule on something, including the federal appeals court. It could take forever. You know, some lawsuits here have taken years, almost a decade, to get sorted out in the courts. The legislature doesn't meet every year. So if they were to come up with a plan, it'd either have to be a special session if they want it to happen quickly, or they'd have to wait up to a year or more to come up with a plan. And three, you know, Greg Abbott could have a plan yesterday, but this is something that he hasn't talked about a lot. Healthcare is not something that he has made a key issue as governor. So from what I see, we're going to be starting at the jump. Like, this is the first step. And so who knows how long that will take.
KUT's Ashley Lopez, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
You can always keep up with more news at KUT.org.